Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Real, Raw, Relevant, the podcast dedicated to helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and today we're building on a topic we've all experienced, navigating the gray seasons of life. But it's time to declare brighter days, how to pivot and bring sunshine into your life. Let's get into it. So this is Real, Raw, Relevant, where we get honest and we cover topics about the honest truth. And sometimes you can't just wait for the clouds to part. Sometimes you have to be the one to actively change your course, to pivot and to chase the sunshine. A pivot isn't a failure. It's a powerful act of courage. It means you have the self-awareness to recognize that something isn't working and the strength to change direction. It's about taking control of your narrative and actively shaping your happiness rather than passively hoping for it. So this episode is about getting real and raw about the courage it takes to make a change and providing you with that relevant, actionable strategy base to pivot towards a more joyful and fulfilling life. So we'll explore the signs that a pivot is necessary, discuss the mindset required to make a brave change, and share practical strategies, steps that you can take right now, whether it's a small shift or a major redirection to bring more light into your life. So this is a conversation about resilience, being intentional, and the unwavering belief in your own capacity to create your own brighter days. So let's take a deeper dive. How do you know if it's time to pivot? The signs often show up as a persistent low-level unease. You feel unease, you feel this gut feeling, and that's emotional. You find yourself thinking, I should be happy, but you're not. There's a mismatch between what your life looks like on paper and how you feel inside. Don't ever get it confused. They should always match. And if they're not matching, you should be working towards shifting things so that how you feel on the inside match the same way as the paper on the outside. So the same thing, you know, that could get you down. It's sort of like the same day, different year feeling. You're stuck in just monotony, this loop. Every day feels like the same, a hamster wheel. The future doesn't offer anything to look forward to, or a loss of passion. The things you once loved to do, your hobbies, your work, your relationships, they no longer spark joy or energy, or just a feeling of being drained. You're constantly exhausted, but it's not a physical tiredness. It's a deep emotional fatigue that comes from living a life that isn't aligned with your true self. So recognize these signs. It's not like a sign of weakness. It's the first step towards reclaiming your power. So let's talk about that mindset to pivot, the courage over comfort. A successful pivot, that requires more than just a plan. It actually requires to be strategic and have a specific way of thinking. And the first thing you have to get ready for is to embrace discomfort. You're already feeling uncomfortable with how things are going, but when you make that leap to pivot, there will be some discomfort. Change is uncomfortable. Your brain wants to stick to what is familiar. Even if it's miserable, it will stick to it. Acknowledge the fear, but don't let it be the boss of you. Understand that discomfort is temporary and it's a sign of growth. Some people feel uncomfortable and they just stay stuck because they are afraid of change. Don't let that be you. If there's something going on, be okay with embracing discomfort, using discernment so that you can pivot, and let go of the sunk cost feeling. Don't stay in a situation that isn't working just because you've already invested a lot of time, money, or effort into it. The cost of staying in an unfulfilling situation will always be higher than the loss of what you've already invested. So let that sink in. And most importantly, Trust your intuition. Your gut is trying to tell you something. That persistent, that feeling of unease, that is a sign. That's your inner compass telling you to change direction. So start listening to it for the brighter days and the sunshine, and know that a pivot might not work perfectly the first time around. Sometimes it may be a little bumpy. It might require trial and error. So see every misstep not as failure, but as a valuable feedback that helps you redefine your path. So know the end game is to pivot to brighter days and different strategies. We're going to uncover that. A pivot can feel overwhelming. So let's break it down into manageable, actionable steps. Start with small shifts. A pivot doesn't have to be a dramatic, life-altering event. It can actually, you know, be a pivot in your morning routine, including 15 minutes of meditation. I love meditation in the morning. It gives me peace. It gives me ease. It gives me clarity. And can you pivot your social life by reaching out to one person? Small shifts, they can build momentum and confidence for bigger changes. And also, here's another way to pivot. Conduct a life audit. Take some time to reflect on a piece of paper. Write down the major areas of your life: relationships, career, health, hobbies, and the list goes on. Next to each one, this is what you do. Write down a feeling that you have. Do they bring you joy, anxiety, or indifference? This visual audit can reveal exactly where a pivot is needed. That will give you clarity and understanding of what's not serving you. And explore this next step, the what if scenario. Allow yourself to dream without judgment. What if I tried a new hobby? What if I took a different route to work? What if I learned a new skill? And play with these what ifs. What ifs to open your mind to new possibilities, to dream bigger and explore new opportunities that could possibly benefit you in the long run. So find a new source of inspiration. That's another great way to pivot. Change your inputs. Listen to new podcasts. Read a book on a topic you know nothing about, or a topic that you want to polish your skills on. Watch a documentary or follow someone on social media who inspires you, just so that you can get a fresh perspective that can spark a new idea for a pivot. So you want some fresh new source of inspiration, and that will get you thinking. Also, get a mentor or a coach. You don't have to do this alone. A coach can provide an objective perspective and help you identify your blind spots and keep you accountable. A mentor can share their own experiences and guide you through. If you're trying something new, a mentor or a coach is definitely where it's at. And also, take action, not just think about it, but be about it. Walk the walk. You can plan a pivot forever, but nothing will change until you take a first step. So whether that's, you know, reading that book at the coffee shop or sending that email, action creates clarity and it builds the path forward. So know a pivot is a brave, courageous act of self-love. It's the ultimate way to tell yourself, my happiness is worth fighting for. You have the power to stop waiting for sunshine and to start actively chasing it, creating it, and most importantly, living it. So are you ready to pivot your way into sunshine and brighter days? This episode is dedicated specifically to anyone that's dealing with something challenging. There comes a point in everyone's journey where the weight of our daily routines, the disappointments, the unexpected setbacks, that can dim the light within us. We may find ourselves asking, is this it? Is this all the life is meant to be? Yet, deep down inside, you know, you're hoping for something brighter. You're hoping for a better outlook. And understand the powerful shifts in your habits, your mindset, your choices. They can transform the way you experience your day. So you have to think about cultivating gratitude more, being resilient, to rediscover that playfulness and align with your true values. You know, these pivots are practical steps towards creating a more fulfilling and joyful life. So it's definitely an invitation today to pause, to breathe, and gently reimagine what's possible. It's about embracing change, not as something to fear, but as a doorway to growth. And it's about remembering that joy is not a destination you wait for, it's something you create moment by moment. So if you're ready to trade that heaviness, that burden that you've been carrying for lightness, and having that level of hope, routine for renewal, let's get ready for it. Together we'll, you know, just embrace these perspectives to welcome brighter days, because they are not only ahead of you, they are deep within you. So know that brighter days, sunshine, and joy is right up your alley. Understand that feeling of when you're feeling stuck, when you're feeling unmotivated. Know that there's importance in self-compassion and transition, and know that, you know, you're not alone. Know that there's ways to pivot, to find that ultimate joy, and cultivating that inner sunshine in your life. The choice is yours. So please understand the joy and the fleeting happiness, the difference, and how to chase joy daily in your life, even when times feel uncertain. Practice the ground positivity for yourself, and let gratitude be your daily anchor. So know that gratitude, it definitely has a positive effect on your brain, and simple gratitude rituals, they can brighten your day and your outlook, whether that's meditating in the morning, just relaxing for 5 minutes without your smartphone, and writing gratitude messages, positive affirmations, and turning what's wrong into what's right and what's strong, and rediscovering how to play and be curious about what ifs, the importance of fun and creativity. Even though we're adults, you can still have that, and embrace curiosity as a way to renew your energy, and just breaking those routines with intentional and lightheartedness, and understand brighter days in the world, it's all about radiating that light from within, uplifting yourself, clarifying, you know, what really matters to you the most, and pivoting towards purpose and authenticity. We talk so much about being our authentic selves and embracing our authentic truths, and just making sure that you are living a life that are aligned with that. That's where the true happiness, the joy, and the sunshine comes from. So understand that everything isn't easy. Some days are harder. It's about resilience through storms, accepting that setbacks are part of the journey, and build that resilience with a new perspective and outlook, and turn those challenges into opportunities. So know that it's all about what you're infusing into your mind and being intentional, and it has this ripple effect. And know that personal sunshine that you have, that will inspire others, and that level of acts of kindness and that contagious natural joy that you're going to have. So you'll become a source of hope in your community, and you'll have that light that shines so bright. So know that your brighter tomorrow starts today. So embrace this ongoing journey of pivoting, reframe your challenges as opportunities, and choose to walk forward with light and joy. And always remember, brighter days are ahead. This is your invitation to keep pivoting and keep choosing and keep shining. Let's face it, most of us treat joy and happiness like a reward. I'll be happy when I get the promotion, or I'll have joy when this difficult period is over. But that approach makes our happiness dependent on external circumstances we can't always control. A champion's mindset, however, flips the script. It recognizes that joy is not a passive emotion, it's an active choice. Joy isn't just a grand feeling, it's the small thing, the warmth of your coffee, a perfect song on the radio, the smell of a stranger, the feeling of a cool breeze. When you're training your brain to notice the appropriate things, you start to build a foundation of joy, even when the bigger picture feels overwhelming. So know that this is more than just focusing on gratitude. It's really about your mental list and focusing on seeking the good in life. One day at a time, good things are coming your way. Embrace the imperfection. Perfectionism is a joy killer. It tells you that happiness is only possible when everything is flawless. The truth is, life is messy. Find joy in the imperfect, the flawed, and the human. Laughter over a burnt dinner or a misturned on a road trip. That can be more joyful than a perfectly executed plan. So be kind to yourself and know that you have all of the tools that you need to have that sunshine on a cloudy day. So know that it's all about keeping focus, knowing that you can find joy in so many other means. So until next time, you beautiful souls, keep shining bright. You have already survived so much, and that is proof of your incredible strength. Now it's time to start actively building the reality you deserve. So what is one small seed of joy you will plant today? Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me on this honest conversation about intentional happiness here on Real, Raw, Relevant. Remember, the sun is always shining, even on a cloudy day. You just have to learn to see it. Until next time, keep shining bright. I'll see you next time on Real, Raw, Relevant Podcast.